I really feel like it's a blessing to be able to make observations about where I am and what I'm doing and the depth of the feelings that I feel just looking out the window. That's where songs are coming from lately for me, is looking out the window at a storm and just feeling really deeply and bringing all of the feelings that I've been feeling for months into that moment and allowing it to go into a song.
Sarah Hansen Hofstetter is a singer-songwriter and owner of an art consignment and guitar studio in Nome. She sat down with me to share her story in some songs. I'm Zoe Grieskin. You're listening to Story 49.
My parents are originally from the area of Tacoma, Washington. They were both in school to be teachers, and when my mom graduated, my dad was slowly behind her or quickly on her heels, and they saw a sign up at their college that said, "Teach in Alaska," and so they went to Unalakleet, and they allowed my father to go there and finish his education there. And those years in Unalakleet, 7 or 8, maybe 10, were some of the most important years in my parents' lives. They were welcomed in, and they had a wonderful time being educators there. And it was the beginning of their marriage, you know, and my brother came along after 7 years, I think. And eventually we moved to Nome, and that was when I was born. And I feel fortunate to have been born in Nome, and that's the whole reason I ended up coming back as an adult. But we lived on First and Stedman in the old reindeer house, and one of my favorite memories, which is not a memory, but you know, one of the things about me was that during the storm of 74, we were all together huddled in the upstairs bedroom, all four of us in the same bed because the lights were out, the heat was out. We lived in Nome until I was 3, and some of my first memories are of being at Ingeborg Handelin's house and, you know, eating syrupy foods and sitting in Linda Handelin's bedroom, which was a closet with a curtain drawn over it, and just loving that little tiny space, and or sleeping in Ingeborg's bed. Yeah, just, you know, little memories, like going from Ingeborg's house out to the old machinery that was just near her house. Recently, they picked up all of the machinery that was around town and sent it off to somewhere where they needed metals. But there used to be this machinery that was probably only like 10 or 12 yards from her house. But to us, it was, when I was little, it was this great trek out there to like play in the snow on this piece of machinery. So some of those memories are just so ingrained in me because we would continually as a family talk about our time in Nome. And so those memories just got up and overed. After Nome, we went to Juneau. I'm an artistic person since the beginning of me, and Juneau was a wonderful place to be raised. And a lot of times I feel like the part of my brain that is artistic is like kind of really takes over part of the brain that should be more analytical and mathematical, you know, spelling and maps. And it's kind of like I was spending so much time creating my artistic part of my brain, I didn't save a lot of room for those other places, those other things. But over time, I've learned that just to enjoy the ways that I have been gifted and even be gracious with myself.
So how did you start playing music?
Well, I was influenced definitely by my father, who Mark Hansen, who passed away a year ago, December 15th. So it's pretty fresh. He was a huge influence to me. This is my father who, you know, struggled with alcohol and would distance people that way. But what he did for me was to love music and to stop everything and say, listen to this part right here. Listen to how this artist is playing this instrument or what he's saying, or, you know, and a lot of times he'd recognize voices and be very proud of me if I could, like, he'd say, like, you know, do you know who's singing right now? You know, if I could get it, he'd be so excited. It wasn't just music that he gave me passion for either, though. He would recognize a beautiful thing that someone had done or a beautiful sky like we had this morning. And so he really helped me find passion and value in music. And then my mother, Susan Lynn Hansen, she just supported me in every way, shape, and form that I could possibly be supported, as far as, you know, like if I expressed a negative opinion, she might say, well, that's very insightful, Sarah. You know, she just, and then, you know, because I didn't excel in spelling or wasn't the best reader, not excellent at math, when she recognized that I loved drama and that I loved drawing, I had other people in my life too who really just like ushered me that way. Like, they could see that my spirit was happy when I was doing these things, and they just offered me, you know, more opportunities to be successful. So thank God for teachers and my sweet mama. Well, what was really interesting to me is that I hated my voice one time when I was a little girl. I recorded myself singing a song that I'd written, and then I listened to it and I was so upset. I took the tape outside and smashed it with a rock. And the way that I later discovered that I loved to sing was working in Denali National Park. And I would go hiking by myself, and my friend said, you know, you need to be loud when you're out by yourself. You can't just like hoity-toity down the road, be quiet, because if you run into a bear, they're going to eat you because you surprised them. So you need to be really loud, say, yo, bear, and say, like, you know, sing whatever. So I started by singing my ABCs and whatever the heck would come to mind, you know, Billy Joel songs and like just whatever. And then I started to just make things up. Sometimes it wasn't even words. It was just like, Oh, hiya, you know, just going up, up, up and singing. And again, it was a relationship with my environment that helped me discover that I love to sing. And it didn't matter what came out of my mouth. It just was, I felt Mother Earth. I felt God. I felt the animals. I remember seeing a marmot standing on its hind legs looking at me, and I just kept going towards it and singing, and it was just stayed there for so long, just like, what is that curious sound? You know, it was such a special time in my life. I was 18 going on 19, and I was writing my first songs. I didn't think I would ever play the guitar. I kind of thought that was something. I mean, I would go to people who did play the guitar and I'd say, can you help me? I wrote this song and I need help with it. But when I saw my friend Hiram Henry, who I grew up with in Juneau from like first grade all the way through graduating, when I saw him playing guitar, I said, well, if Hiram can do it, I can do it. I can do this, you know. And so he started showing me things, and somebody showed me chords at a party. And I remember that night I dreamt that I continued to play. And when I had played the A chord and it sounded good, I thought, well, it's not that hard to make a good sound, you know? And that was one of the first chords that I really got into, and I would just sort of subtly change the chord, and it was enough for me to figure out that my words could lay on top of it. And, you know, it was a wonderful discovery for me. See, that's just a subtle change on A that's so beautiful. From singing in church, I thought I couldn't sing because I couldn't reach those high-pitched notes. And I had tried out for a musical. I tried out for Oklahoma. And I sounded so bad. I didn't, but I was a kid and I didn't know that you say, well, can you play that in the key of A? I would like to sing I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No in the key of A, please. You know, I didn't know that. It was so funny. Now, I decided I would get myself a guitar and shopped around quite a bit. And I looked at all these pretty guitars. Some of them had like inlay that was gorgeous, or butterflies on them, or were a nice shape, or looked really dainty or whatever, you know. But every time I picked up this guitar, which is a Gibson, I loved the way that it played. So I've been playing on this for 20 something years now. I just love it. Such a sweet guitar. I remember the first time I discovered that I was writing a song. I had been riding my bike in Bellingham, Washington, where I went to school. And I realized that the song that I was singing from the feelings that I was feeling was the same song that I'd been playing on my guitar that I had no words yet. And so it was like, sometimes it feels like songs work on me, you know, it's like a little life of its own that wants to be. And so when I'm writing things, sometimes I so deeply want to respect what this song should be in the world that I will, you know, if I'm struggling with something, I will go to a prayerful place and just say, okay, what does this song want to be? And one of the songs that I did that with is called Row Row. And I had written that song when I was engaged to my husband. He was out doing a rowing trip from Nome to Barrow to raise money and awareness for leukemia for a friend of his named Nora Nagarik, who was struggling with leukemia at the time. And some of the struggles that he was going through as far as like day to day dragging this kayak up out of the water onto these berms from these amazing waves that were just like pummeling him daily. And you can look at the history of Nora's development and healing and treatment, and some of the days were very similar for them.
We are flesh, we are bone, but we are never alone. each bird that flies, each grass that grows, everywhere is Nome.
So tell me about coming back to Nome.
Oh yeah, this is so, okay, thank you for asking. As a child, if I told people I was born in Nome, they would be like, what? You were born in Nome? Yeah, I was born in Nome. And, you know, and then I would review all my little memories of growing up. And I had really strong feelings about it, maybe just from family review and just being supported by my parents in a way that made me feel special for where I was born. I felt special. So I was living in Fairbanks, and I was playing a lot of music everywhere. I was involved in all kinds of music, and I loved Fairbanks too. Lived there for 5 years, but it felt like 20. You know, I grew up so much while I was living there. And there was a photographer doing a show of pictures. His name is Laurent Dick, and he was showing all these pictures and talking about living in Nome. And I thought that, well, I should give him my card and tell him that I would love to go to Nome to play music, because at that time that was the main thing that I was doing, and I know that it could probably help me get back to Nome. So he gave it to the Arts Council. I began negotiations with them about what would work for them and me. It was about 4 days, I think. I was here about 4 days, maybe a little longer. I remember I was pretty busy. I was so excited to come back. I met Carol Gales and Jim Dory, who had me stay with them. And I was able to come to Nome and do a songwriting workshop, visit the schools, a concert. I think we did a little tiny house concert. And I also met Phil, who's my husband. He happened to be the housemate of Jim and Carol. They gave me his room, and luckily he was able to stay right next door at our friend Mike Moraz's house. And so he'd stop in and say hi and meet me, and he took the songwriting workshop from me. And I thought he was really super nice, you know, and I felt like I wanted to stand next to him, like a brotherly feeling when I was meeting all kinds of new people. I just really felt like, okay, here's my home ground. I'm standing right with this guy. He's a nice guy. But I was being very professional because I was a teacher. I was teaching him songwriting. I'm not going to be like one of those creepy teachers, like falling in love with my students. Didn't even entertain the thought. But after I was all done with the workshop and everything, he gave me a ride around town and showed me. And there was an incredible storm where the roads were just covered with, you know, the drifts, so you can barely see the road. And he dug someone out of the snow. I thought, oh, he's like Superman. And he showed me the house that I grew up in, you know, where I was first lived as a child on First and Stedman there. And he happened to know a lot of the same people in Unalakleet that my parents did. Yeah, all these doors started opening. And 9 months later, we got married. It was a quick job. We did good. My heart was so open when I came back to Nome. I just had this super, super strong feeling about coming back here. And I remember I was at Carol and Jim's house, and I just landed, and I was in their guest bedroom, I guess. And they have one of those clawfoot tubs, you know, those old fashioned tubs, and the water was coming down on me. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is the water I was born in. I mean, my heart just was so open while I was here. And so thankful I met Philip. Why does that sound so weird? Because I have new strings. Alaska has so many different characters in the places. I mean, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the character of each place. Tony Tang is of Juneau has said, how civilized are we? Which is, Juneau is so civilized, you know? And Fairbanks is so like frontiersman kind of thing. Like, I carried my water and jugs from Fox, and I brought my garbage to the transfer station. You just, it's really hands-on there. And then Nome is a really interesting hub where we all come together, Native Alaskan and people from far who come here and just realize that you can make things happen here because it's such fertile ground for people. There's such a small population and we need each other so much. We need our electricians. We need our plumbers. We need our musicians. We need our elders to share, to keep up our traditions. We need our youth. We need our youth to show passion about traditions, and we need our youth to welcome people in. People come here and they make their families. I think it's a really special opportunity for everyone to open hearts to each other here. And I think that's probably part of the reason that my parents would review this time a lot, was the way that people come together and welcome each other and make home together. And that's really my prayer too, you know, is that we would all come from our roots, and that we would come together, and that we would all be welcoming to each other from the place that we come from. And I just so happened came from here, you know, and that meant a lot to me to come back here and be a part of this place. I teach guitar at my shop. I have a little shop called Bearing Song and Gifts, and I was working at Head Start before I opened my shop. And at Head Start, I met a lot of kids, and I played for them, and I met their families. And then when it was time for me to do something new, I was pregnant with my daughter. And I told Phil, I'd like to buy that little tiny building right there and start teaching guitar out of it. And he said, you can do anything in Nome. And so I bought it, and then I started teaching guitar out of it. And I've had students for years and years. I've loved getting to know the kids. I guess because I have a difficult time with, like I was talking about, my difficulties with math and spelling, and that was not a place where I felt like I could lead people. Like I could show up and do a little song and dance on my guitar, and that felt really right to do that with the kids. But when it came down to their education, I was very, I felt like there's got to be someone who can do this better. So yeah, I waded through having a job in something that I was trained in, which was being in schools. And then I was able to whittle it down into something that I wanted to do, which was teach guitar. And so thankful for a community that would help me do that. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green, but my baby's eyes are brown. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green. I walked here from the town. Yo, mama. One of the things that I love to think about when I'm writing things is to write anthems for people in places. It makes me very happy when people can relate to it or say, yeah, I know that feeling, or I know that place, and I've done that. It's interesting how the more detailed, though, and the more personal also, when there's truth in a song, people feel it at a different level, even if they've never been there in that experience, you know. We recognize human truth because of it's true. Yours for some of mine at your tender table bear. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. I lose my way and I lose my mind at your tundra table, dear bear. Lose my thought and lose my time at your tundra table, bear. Lose my plans and lose my kind at your tundra table, dear bear. Lose my words and lose my rhyme at your tundra table, bear. Lose my words and lose my rhyme at your tundra table, bear. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. Yo, mama bear, yo, papa bear, yo, baby bear. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green. You've shared your hill with me. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green, but my baby's eyes are brown. My fingers are blue, my eyes are green. You've shared your trail with me. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green, but my baby's eyes are brown. My fingers are blue, my eyes are green. You've shared your fruit with me. My fingers are blue and my eyes are green, but my baby's eyes are brown. I walked here from the town. My baby's eyes are brown.
So is that an anthem song?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's called the Blueberry Picker Song. Sometimes we're all out there on the tundra. I don't know if it's not an anthem. At least they feel the truth in my heart about it. But yeah, my mother came to visit my daughter. It was a few months old. So I was up on Gold Hill behind the hospital, when the hospital wasn't even up there yet. And I was picking blueberries and I was by myself. And of course, the Yo Bear came to mind. And I just had this image of the bears like coming to find me, and I mean coming and finding me, and how it could be gory. They might just eat me. They might rip me apart for eating their berries, you know. And the other part that I pictured was just like the bears kind of bopping along with me, you know. And then just the respect that I feel to be able to be in their living room eating their food, and that they would just let me be there, you know. And then being Scottish, Irish, English, Welsh, Hungarian, Norwegian woman, not really of this place, but having a baby and knowing that every animal, every creature knows how delicate we are when we have babies, you know, and just wishing that they would let me live to go home to my little brown-eyed baby. And yeah, just that generosity of the tundra. I think my favorite image is, can I sit down at your tundra table? You know, will you share the bounty with me of the tundra? Gosh, the berries just go on and on and on.
Sometimes my songs are funny, but I have really a hard time writing like happy songs. I'd say most of my songs are like angsty songs. Do you have like a particular kind of song you usually write?
I feel I can relate with you because I feel guilty when I write angsty songs, or like if I talk really negatively about something. But man, that's our human experience. And I feel like if you turn on the faucet, you know, you got to get your temperature just right. So you got to turn it on to get the water going. You got to let it run for a while. And you let it run and you let it run until the temperature's right for you. And then maybe you start writing something that you really love and really feel good about putting out there. But in the meantime, that human experience is so important to share. And it's not always roses. It's not always lovely. And in Western Alaska and all over the world, we have pain in our hearts. And it's really important that we share that. So I try to be open to allowing that ugliness to show too sometimes, you know. So I have written some songs that absolutely came from a place of pain and sadness. And it's so hard for me not to try to lift it up out of it by the end of the song to, you know. But there's a power in just naming it. Sometimes I don't know what it is until I say it. And so just by saying that pain and where it came from, I'm healing in a way because I named it, you know. So anyway, that. And I would love to play you I Fly, which was one of the first songs that I wrote. And it was born of a broken heart. And everybody just believe in yourself. I've been thinking about time lately and how it ticks and it ticks and it ticks and it ticks. And I've been thinking about me lately and how I think and I think and I think and I think. And I know that I should feel as free as the wind in the trees and the flowers and leaves and things, but there's something when I'm with them says that I'm just small and confused and young and blind and confined. But I am not, no, I am not, I am not, no, I am not, I am not. I am big and tall and as white as the ocean, and I fly, oh, I fly, I fly, oh, I fly, oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. And I leave behind that stupid little clock And those ticking, all those ticking, all those ticking little thoughts. And it's nothing but me out here. It's nothing but free out here. And I fly, oh, I fly. Fly, oh, I fly. Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm so strong in me. I'm so built to be free. There is no other way for me. There is no other way. Hey, and I feel rebirth in me. And I feel this girth in me. Like this angel is spreading her wings to fly. Oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, and I leave behind what did confine, what used to bind, what had held me down, and soaring around my fiery heart, I see endless possibility. I see magic setting free. Oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, and I touch the ground, oh, I land on down, feeling heaven still swirling around in me, oh, I touch the ground, oh, I land on down, feeling heaven still swirling around in me. I love you, Western Alaska.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. Special thanks to Sarah Hansen Hofstetter. Music in this episode by Mystery Mammal and Sarah C. Hansen. If you or someone you know has a story to share, contact KNOM at 443-5221 or by email at story49@knom.org. I'm Zoe Gruskin, and you just heard Story 49, sharing your story, your voice, your Alaska.